Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Casey Shepard talking with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, up next.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Visiting today with Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You guys had your big spring conference last week on market diversification. What were some of your biggest takeaways?
One of the obvious things was the momentum that March stats really showed us on both beef and pork, but especially on beef. I think there was quite a bit of, I would say, pent up momentum in the numbers. You know, for the year on beef, we're basically even with a year ago, but we had a record in March with almost 125,000 metric tons. So, and it was, you know, kind of, of course, the real story is the incremental growth in China for beef, but there were some other markets like Korea and the Philippines and South America and Central America that all had really, really big numbers. So I think that was one takeaway, that we have some real good momentum going in the latter part of the, into the second quarter and for the balance of the year. I think another takeaway that was loud and clear was that as good as those numbers in March were, they could have been better. And, you know, we're still dealing with this West Coast port issue. And it's really a bigger issue than just the West Coast. It's really an international logistics bottleneck issue, so to speak. We still have shortages of containers in the U.S. Available for outbound loading. Shortages of chassis to get those containers around, and, you know, increasing freight rates and large percentages of empty containers that are going back towards Asia. So, you know, there's definitely room for improvement in that area.
So with COVID restrictions being lifted, do you feel like that's going to see some more changes in the market because of that?
Yeah, I think there's upside there. Now, you know, there's like a market like Mexico and Central America that have been 12 or 13 months of extreme shutdown because of COVID are starting to show signs of getting better. And slowly food service is starting to rebound in key areas. Tourism, while nothing like normal, is getting better. It's a relative term, but the trend lines are much better than they were. So, yeah, if this continues to hold and there's no setbacks, it could very well spell increased demand at food service, which, you know, U.S. beef in particular is really center of the plate in food service. So this does hold potential upside in key markets like Mexico and Latin America in general. But also keep in mind, we're still very much in a red status over in Japan and Korea as they're dealing with their fourth wave of COVID. So, you know, that rebound at food service in Japan and Korea looks like it's going to wait till the latter part of summer now, which also hopefully will happen sooner rather than later. But that will provide us some increased momentum as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Argentina. They've had a temporary ban on beef exports, and that's kind of left a gap in the global markets. How do you think this could benefit U.S. beef producers?
Well, yeah, no doubt they're one of the higher quality competitors out there. And any kind of avoid from their norm, which we're seeing with at least a 30-day window, any void there will help shorten up the supply chain even further in certain parts of the world. So I guess, you know, that's definitely a positive from a competition standpoint. But these sorts of disruptions, tend to exaggerate the market sometimes too. So it's a little hard to tell what's good and what isn't good. But from a demand point of view, it should increase the overall demand for beef globally. And the U.S. is well positioned to capitalize on that.
Dan Hullstrom of USMEF. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides top-tier protection against stripe rust and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.